Proclamation number 2304, dated the April 16th, 1942. Philosophy of life with Jesus Christ. Only a philosophy of life affirmed by Jesus Christ and therefore based on the divine doctrine of love will be a blessing for a nation and guarantee its spiritual as well as earthly flourishing. A nation which adopts such a philosophy of life remains profoundly united with the one proclaiming the divine doctrine of love. It will mature spiritually and not be subjected to such great afflictions, since it makes every effort to live according to God's will and therefore does not require much suffering in order to change. A population which models itself on the divine Redeemer, which acknowledges him and thus is an affirmative attitude towards him, does not merely live a worldly life and will therefore not only be interested in material goods but also strive for spiritual possessions. It will live an inner life and strive towards the sanctified. Due to its faith, it is more knowledgeable, because faith requires loving activity and the latter leads to knowledge. And knowledgeable people consciously live their lives with God, that is, they will never turn away from him and pay tribute to the world. Hence they will have conquered matter already because, having been seized by the love of God, they see their goal of life and the union with him. Consequently, a nation which has released itself from matter is highly evolved but will never try to assert itself against other nations. It is peaceful and willing to help. It won't seek to increase its power or try to make an impression. It lives its life quietly and in seclusion. Hence, it will have little esteem in the world yet be held in high regard by God. Such a nation will never be able to understand that a different way of thinking could ever establish itself, which negates everything of divine origin, which therefore also excludes the divine doctrine of love and wants to replace it with human teachings. Yet the latter will not last long and the nation which adhered to the latter will go under, for nothing will remain that is not of divine origin, which must also include a philosophy of life without Jesus Christ. And even if people wage a battle against him, they will never be able to destroy his teaching, the divine teaching of love, and a walled view without Christ will destroy itself, just as a nation having adopted this point of view will sooner or later cause its own downfall. Amen.